to the show. Coming next to the stage, we have the founder of the Experience Institute School, which helps students do leap year projects. This is Victor Saad.
I hate email. I try to read and reply as quickly as I can, and I don't normally reply to emails on Friday nights because Friday nights are for friends, not email. But on this one Friday night in March, I was working late. It had been a tough week, one of those weeks where nothing seemed to go right. So for this Friday, I was home, alone, and occasionally doing my routine phone check. Then I see an email from Tanner Woodford. I think the world of Tanner. I look up to him as a person and respect his work greatly. And his email photo is so cool. Seriously, he looks like one of those legendary designers who's been dead for like 50 years. I mean, how can you not want to check his email? I mean, I'm being emailed by a cool design legend who seems dead but is really alive. Okay, the email. Hey there. Chicago Design Museum opens its next exhibition on April 28th. Dan Friedman, Radical Modernist. Leading up, I'm planning a series of events and a small installation at the Soho House the weekend before it opens. More specifically, on Friday, April 21st at 6 p.m., we're bringing in the Nerdalogs for a live storytelling event show-turned-podcast. Your stories will be recorded in front of a small audience in the theater and features 10 five-minute stories. The theme is Be Radical. I can't imagine the event without you. Could you let me know by Tuesday if you're interested in participating? Thanks so much and enjoy the weekend. Yours, Tanner. I reread the email, clicked on the links he shared, and realized this could be cool. So I replied quickly. Yep, I'm in. I'll block the evening of the 21st. Keep me posted on the details. I didn't realize my mistake until a few days later. Shit! I have to write a story. A cool story. For interesting people, and it's going to be recorded. I felt like I'd said yes to going to homecoming with a girl I barely knew and my older brother was going to be chaperoning. But I couldn't back out, because it was for Tanner Woodford. I gotta do this. Now, you should know I write a lot. I love writing. Writing to me is like running or yoga or posting Insta selfies with too much makeup is to the next person. I write nearly every night of the week, and I try to publish something every Wednesday morning. It's my thing. So I should be good, right? But every once in a while, a project turns into that piece of apple skin lodged in the back of your teeth. You keep trying to use your tongue to wiggle it loose, but you really need floss. But you don't have floss, so you just keep contorting your tongue in weird ways, hoping that shitty piece of apple skin will magically be gone, and you'll feel that great victory of not having to go to the store to buy floss. That's what this writing project had become. My first thought was, I have lots of stories to share. I've lived a spectacular life where I've traveled the world and started a school and worked with big institutions and companies, but writing about my work felt too predictable. So I sat at my desk and wrote about other stories, things like being licked by a lion or getting stuck in Cairo with 20 teenagers or working as a valet parker and having a stranger offer me $100 an hour to smell my feet. I wrote some of those stories, but they didn't quite fit the theme. So I wrote the story of my dad being diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer 1 year ago, almost to the day. I wrote about getting the call while having dinner not too far from this spot. I wrote about my mother being handed a stack of papers and a crate of pills and a calendar full of appointments and handling all of it with such amazing strength. I wrote about my older brother's wisdom and how he never hugged me so hard like he did on the day of the funeral. And my younger brother's hospitality and tenderness with everyone who he visited with. I wrote about my sweet dad and how sweet he had become during the first few months following the diagnosis. And then how sad and even angry he'd become in his final days. And I tried to add humorous moments so it wouldn't be so heavy for you to hear. But when I finished, I couldn't read the story. I just couldn't. And for some reason, writing about cancer for this event seemed like cheating. Don't ask me why. It just did. Like, it was like extra heavy-handed or something. I don't know. I had to move on. But now the event was only a few days away. Then another email, this time from Eric, the organizer. He introduces himself, shares some of the rules about the event, and then the order of speakers. Nerdlog member, Andrew Huff, Christian Carter, Lloyd King, Alex Cox, Sam Rosen, Roman Titus, Joey Stevenson, Connors Volk. Shit! I think, I know a lot of those people. I think all 9 of them had cool email photos. I'm doomed. I made one last-ditch effort. I went along bike rides and listened to the moth stories and past Nerdlog episodes. I had tried writing from beautiful places. I reorganized my bookshelf. I strategized with friends. At this point, Tanner is sitting on my shoulders talking to me. Really, it's just his photo, but just his mouth is moving in this weird way, telling me that this has to be extra funny, cool, inspiring, all without coming across as not trying too hard. But I realize I don't have it in me. That piece of apple skin is still lodged back there somewhere. So I'm standing in a room full of people I really respect, at a storytelling event, being recorded, and no story to share, except for this one.
Thank you, Victor. That was great. I think it all comes back to what you said at the start of that story, Victor. Friday night is for friends, and we're all friends, and we're a community, and we're sharing shit. That's awesome. Thank you for being here. Tanner does send amazing emails, I want to say. Also to that comment, Friday night is for friends. I like that you had that rule. It wasn't maybe but 20 years ago in the late 90s that it was Thursday night that was for friends. Oh, you guys got it. Yeah. Must-see TV, baby. Anyway, coming next to the stage, we have the founder. All right, that's enough out of you guys.